Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcast while driving, and just a wrap up on the Thomas Jefferson stuff. Because there's a look, although it's very revered in the United States, there's the odd Aussies talking about it, or like this, and the sort of thing that fascinates us is the fact that he had a child, or two children apparently, with Sally Hemming, his black American, or the black Negro, say, black American slave, who came out to look after one of his children, came out, and you might say possibly organized in his way to Paris, and that he was very, very distraught by his wife of 10 years dying, and he was upset, and so they sort of sent him off perhaps to Paris to so he could get away from it all, and so she went up then, and the big controversy was, well, did he in actual fact have a child, and was it his child, and did he dispose of him, dispose of the children, sell the children off? And that's also a little bit background, that the Hemmings, now it's only when you research a few other slaves, people, slaves who came out to Australia, that you realise that Hemmings is not the family name, it's the name of the first owner, the surname of the first owner. So you could actually own a fair number of slaves, and if you buy them, when you buy them fresh from overseas, you call them after yourself. So the Hemmings is actually the name of the first person who owned the slaves. However, that aside, it was resolved conclusively in the 90s is DNA testing of the various Jefferson's direct descendants and the descendants of the slave, Hemmings, I think E something or other, Hemmings, I can't remember. And the idea is that the Y chromosome doesn't hybridize or copy with another Y chromosome, because there's no other Y chromosome. So, the X chromosome mixes, the Y chromosome is held. Now, this is slightly different from the mitochondrial DNA, which is only in females. The Y chromosome is a little bit of only the male line. And they found that, yes, Thomas Jefferson's Y chromosome was winding up in this family tree, but they've said, you know, well, hold your horses. The Thomas Jefferson Foundation have said, well, look, we are wanting to look further into this, because it could have been, she could have had an affair with any of the male families of the Jefferson line. And so you go, oh, yeah, perhaps that's true. But then you have the other circumstances, that they did an archaeological dig and found that her bedroom was adjoining to his bedroom at Monticello. So again, this is Wikipedia, you don't really know that. Then the inclusive thing is that Sally Hemming fell pregnant in Paris and gave birth in Paris, well, apparently. So, and so these are all sort of what you can say. It's in a court of law, it wouldn't stand up, but in terms of the court of, oh, let's dig into that. Then whether he sold slaves off, and I suppose it's whether he treated his slaves very well, and his slaves didn't have to work on Sunday or Christmas, which is a big bonus. But of course, everyone had to really work hard the land out there. But he didn't, and he didn't whip them. Except when he wasn't there, there was a lot more whipping of the slaves. But the other thing is that the slaves didn't necessarily have to work in the fields. They could work in his nail factory. So
he not only had a plantation, but he had a child labour nail factory. So the slave children, rather than getting educated, they could have be out, not in the fields picking cotton or all that type of stuff. They could be, or tobacco as the cases be, they could actually be making nails. Now, apparently, making nails was your way to trade, so it wasn't necessarily that bad, but all in all, it stacks up rather bad. Now, of course, some of the Australian, well, not the Australian, really weren't any Australian founding fathers, but there are, I think, Collins had the problem of four wives. This is Collins, he was the head of the Hobart staff and the first legal attorney general, or you know, probably equivalent in Australia. And he had the problem of having a wife in all four ports. There was only four ports in Australia at that time, and he had a wife in each one of them. And Macquarie said, Macquarie was a big stickler. And so we've got our own people who are completely dubious. It's just, I would say, quite honestly, that anyone with really high morals would be a sitting duck in that era and would have been just wiped out. So it is interesting that, and the Jefferson Bible is another classic. He's gone through, transcribed the Bible, and got rid of all miracles and all superstitious, miraculous things. He's just left it out, and that's the Jefferson Bible, and that's just, fantastic in terms of the separation of church and state. So it's trying to really interesting to see how this all panned out. So I'm up here, I don't know how many minutes, 7 minutes it took me to do that, and I'm off to get my fruit box. And the next thing I'll talk about is... Oh, crap. The next thing I'll talk about is quantum tunnelling, to make it really interesting.
Another podcast... Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.